Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the best Ravens coverage.
What time is
this? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest here on this Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass coming up Sunday at 6:30. Ravens taking on the Buffalo Bills there. It's going to be cold. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an issue. We're going to hear Marlon Humphrey talking about that. I'm looking here at the AccuWeather forecast by way of ESPN.com. 6:30, Orchard Park, New York, Highmark Stadium. 16 degrees.
The key is the wind.
Woo! 16 degrees. Now, if I had to take my trash out in 16 degrees, I'm whining. I'm on the whambulance, Nolan. Imagine playing football in that stuff.
Bob, imagine sitting in the stands.
No, that will never happen.
Right.
Because I could sit on my couch and watch it on one of my three TVs.
Rashawn's going to...
You couldn't pay me. Look, let me... I don't want to digress because we had a guy come up to Green Valley last week and said, you never do our drinking game anymore. Well, I'm digressing right now. Take two shots. I've been to Memorial Stadium to watch football. Been to Bird Stadium, multi-season ticket for 13 years. Sat in a cold, went to the vet, one of the most miserable days of my life, watching two teams I couldn't even care less about, the Redskins and the Eagles. Been to the Meadowlands, RFK Stadium at the end of 1993 when Minnesota had to beat Washington to get in the playoffs, and it was like below 20. It was freezing. Been there, done that. M&T Bank, freezing my you-know-what's up, my little Bobs. I'm done. Done. No.
Well, Bob.
No reason to do it. Why would I subject myself to frostbite when I could sit on my big butt, suck down beers, and watch it on the high-def TV?
Friday night, January 3rd, outdoor hockey game at Wrigley Field, 4 degrees.
Last Friday you're talking about.
4 degrees. Yeah. And the wind off that lake in
Chicago.
Well,
you had blood in that game.
Yeah. Right, but I'm still freezing my ass off. I was layered up. I had in my gloves and in my shoes, I had the little heaters in there.
Little hand warmers or whatever?
Oh, no doubt.
Which
we went to the CVS to buy the hand warmers, and I'm changing them every period. And in between periods, which lasted like 12 minutes, I'm in the bathroom because they had heaters in the bathroom and I'm like warming up. And then I come out and froze my ass. I'm just sitting there, zipped up, and all I could see was my eyes.
Yeah, like opening day at the Oriole game. Standing there at Pickles, and it's maybe 40 degrees, and I'm staring at the stadium going, man, that's a beautiful stadium. I can't wait to drive past it to get to my house and watch it on television.
Hey, Bob, you like this one. Becky went to the stand and got hot chocolate for us. By the time she got back to me at my seat, it was cold.
Yeah, you could probably take a bite out of it.
The people that say, once you get below freezing, you can't even feel the difference. What's the difference between 30 and 13? You feel it when you're in it. When you start getting into single digit, it's single digit for a
reason. Because you were there for the Steelers game, right?
Cleveland, but that wasn't even, I don't even think that was the coldest game in Ravens history. I would still go back to, it's bad memories, but the end of 2017, that New Year's Eve game, Ravens got knocked out by the Bengals.
Yeah, Andy Dalton.
I think that was still
the
coldest game.
Tyler Boyd, right?
Yeah. Now, that was miserable. Not only do you have to watch the loss, you're sitting there freezing your you-know-what off.
Yeah. You rub them hand warmers, your hands start bleeding.
Oh, my God.
And ain't getting any warmer. But anyway, let's get back to the task at hand. It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan Lamar Jackson met with the media yesterday talking about the other quarterbacks in this draft class. And maybe when it's all said and done, can you guys be brothers there? Bros? Buddies?
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt. When we older, we'll probably laugh about it. But right now, it's serious. I ain't laughing with you.
Right? And let's elaborate a little bit more. Lamar, why no ELE? Why not friends?
I probably seen Josh like early on in our career, like going to certain events like Super Bowl, around Super Bowl time and stuff like that. But off season, I don't really chill with people off season, like especially not other quarterbacks. Like nothing like don't get me wrong, it's no problem, nothing like that. But it's like we compete against each other. I'm trying to beat you. Like, I'm not trying to be your friend.
The off season.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. I mean, because where do most of these guys see each other? Except Bob, we're like at golf tournaments. I don't think Lamar's a golfer, is he?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't need. And I think he goes to Florida, Bob, in the off season and hangs with his boys, man.
Yeah, and Josh Allen's kind of more on that celebrity jet set.
Yeah, because he plays in that Tahoe golf tournament and does all those things, yes.
Yeah, but I like that mentality. It's kind of like the old Marvelous Marvin Hagler. You know, you're trying to take the roof off my head and food off my table. I'm going to smash your head in.
We
Marvelous
need more
Marvin Hagler wasn't, you know, after the fight, hey, man, good fight. But before that, no, hell no.
NFL needs more of that.
Yeah, baseball players, they're practically making out with each other first base.
And the jersey swaps after the game. And with Lamar, everybody wants Lamar's jersey. They lined up. Remember that Jets game from 2019 where he broke the record? Jets didn't even try in that game. They were packing it up.
The whole
roster was lined up to get an autograph from Lamar.
Yeah, they've been getting autographs
like
for 52 years.
Joe Gibbs was like that. Joe Gibbs, like before the games, he'd go stand in the end zone by himself, and he didn't want his coaches talking to other coaches. None of that stuff.
Old school stuff, man. Yeah, no doubt about it. But, you know, I guess there has to be a certain level of respect. But Lamar, he's not trying to hear it. But anyway, Lamar Jackson, playoffs. Hey, you're 3-4 now. You had your first, like, mega game in the postseason. What did you learn from these playoff matchups and anything from the Buffalo game 4 years ago?
I always had the appreciation. We just didn't come out with success. Yeah, it's just different from, like you said, like the experience part of it. Certain things you had to clean up in those playoff games that the ones we won, we didn't really have those problems with the ones we lost, you know? So just me watching, like I said, watching film and learning from my mistakes just made things a lot easier for me.
Now, watching Hard Knocks, Bob, because they had Lamar mic'd, he was laughing and joking a lot. Hey, PQ, you know, I mean, he was, you know, and one time he goes over on the side. Did you watch it, Norm?
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, no. He goes over on the sideline, get knocked down, and Tomlin goes to him, "Ain't you okay?"
Yeah, well, Mike Tomlin's the one addressing futures at press conferences. Lamar's talking about divisional round games against Buffalo. It's video, but we get it. It's all good fun during the course of action. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. News from the nest on this total request Thursday. Marlon Humphrey, All-Pro, first-team All-Pro at that, was asked about Josh Allen yesterday.
You know, when he runs, he is a big dude, you know. He can juke you, but he can run you over and keep running very easily. So just a super tough quarterback to go against. But that's the biggest thing. If I had to put on one thing, is just the play's just never over.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to Lamar. The play's never over, as we saw here in Baltimore with the pass to Shaquille. I mean, that was like a spectacular play. And it is never over with him because he's got a rocket arm and he's 6'5", 240 pounds.
And finally, Marlon Humphrey, we were crying about the weather earlier, weather we're not even going to be sitting in. Marlon, you're playing in it, so what's up with that?
I am thinking of the last time we were in Buffalo, or maybe the playoffs in Buffalo. I don't really handle it too different. I remember Marcus Peters was on the team at that time, and you know, we have the heaters on the sideline. You can look up and see the timeout clock. It usually starts at like 2 minutes. Then it goes all the way down, and the ref will give the, you know, 10 seconds mark. And Marcus Peters will still be on the sidelines by the heater. So that is not how I will handle it, but I will stay on the – I might stay on the sideline a little longer with the heater. I've always wanted to play in like 3 feet of snow to where all they can do is run the ball. It will not be that snowy.
Yeah, you know what's funny, Bob, is like – because I asked Charlie about the outdoor game because they had to play in 4 degrees. The benches are heated, but there's no heater other than the benches. And he said, Dad, when I'm playing and stuff, you don't even think about it. And I think that's probably the case, there. And you always see the guy when the Ravens, there's a timeout or whatever, the one kid comes over and puts the jacket on Lamar. And then in between, I'm sure they go over and warm up and stuff. But when you're playing, you're not even thinking about that.
He mentioned Marcus Peters, rather. Marlon did. Remember he got the pick and drank a beer with the fans in the game?
Oh, that was the regular season. Yeah.
That was that fun game where Hayden Hurst had a big touchdown. But Marcus had a pick that went into the stands and started sucking on a cold one.
He should have got sponsored for that.
Yes.
The beer company should have hired him.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, we're going to count some dough, hopefully, buy or sell. Then the Wizard, Walt Williams, will preview Maryland Northwestern tonight. Terps coming off that 2-game winning streak at home. Now it's on the road where they struggle historically in the Big Ten. Northwestern, they've lost 3 straight. So it would seem like Maryland all day. Not really. Spread's only 1.5 in favor of the Turtles. And Maryland has struggled with Northwestern and everybody else away from Xfinity.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kennedy Center.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Total Request Thursday. The Wizard Walt Williams joining us, bottom of the hour, preview Maryland at Northwestern tonight, 9 o'clock tip. You can hear it. 105.7 The Fan. Maryland 1.5-point favorites, looking for their third straight win, get themselves a road victory in conference as well. Tons going on in the world sports playoffs, college football championship game. You got everything else in between, but let's count that dough first by yourself.
All right, Bob, the market's pretty flat today after a huge day yesterday. The Dow's up 8, S&P's up 3, NASDAQ is down 62. DraftKings up $1.21 today. Under Armour is down 14 cents today.
All right, as far as our sports topics, we'll start with the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson has been harder to bring down than ever this season. Sacked just 23 times in a full 17-game schedule. For comparison, last year he was sacked 37 times, 26 times in only 12 games in 2022. So the O-line, credit to them, and Lamar's mobility, of course. So when Von Miller, Bill's pass rusher this week, was asked about trying to get Jackson on the turf, he was being honest, didn't really have a clear-cut answer. He had more of what not to do than what to do. That's probably the best way to put it. Back in Week 4, when these teams last met, Lamar was sacked just one time in that blowout victory. Buy or sell, Vinny, he will stay upright for the entire game Sunday. No sacks.
No sack. No sacks. I'll sell it. I think he gets sacked one time. But the thing, You know, last year when he was sacked 37 times, you know, Ronnie Stanley killed him. I mean, Ronnie Stanley, he'd set his foot, and that guy'd run over Ronnie Stanley by that time. So the O-line is much better. So Lamar has time to get a feel for where they're coming from. That's why he can avoid so easy.
And maybe the weight loss, too, we think we contribute that?
He looks quicker and faster. So he knows his body better than anybody.
We'll go over to college football here. One of the more surprising stories from the college football season this year had more to do with, you know, off-the-field subjects than on the field. Talking about Matthew Sluka here. Remember him? UNLV left them over his NIL displeasure, unfulfilled promises, as he called it. Well, he's found a new team, transferring to James Madison, where he's going to reunite with his former Holy Cross coach, Bob Chesney. Wasn't even a top 15 quarterback portal guy, according to 24/7 Sports, but it clearly has some skills that were on display at Holy Cross, briefly with the Rebels last year. Buy or sell, Bob, Sluka, an ideal match for a school like JMU that's looking to build here early in their FBS tenure.
I'll buy it, I guess. Sluka, I didn't even know who Sluka was. Joe Palooka, Matt Sluka, whatever it is. UNLV, by the way, wound up having a hell of a season without him as he tapped out. Now, he was with the guy at Holy Cross. James Madison's actually done pretty well in their early stages of D1. So, yeah, he'll fit in nicely with his 51% completion rate running for his life.
Can't imagine they offered him much money, JMU. But maybe he's over the money.
None.
Maybe he's all about the game.
Tark was, I don't want to go there, allegedly. Remember you and I? Mean?
You're getting in trouble today.
That was probably ahead of your time. Remember Jerry Tarkanian, though.
Tark and Pat Dye.
You don't know who Jerry Tarkanian is?
I'm not going to lie to you, no.
Get on the floor and give me 5 million push-ups
now. With the towel?
UNLV basketball, the Running Rebels, they were the biggest thing since sliced bread.
Well, sorry to disappoint.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Was it that long ago, Bob?
I think it was. He left, went to the Spurs like in the early 90s and whatever. UNLV did beat Ian Martinez. Now that one you deserve a...
Yes.
That one you deserve a
demerit. I was embarrassed by that.
Yeah, you should be.
Well, I didn't even know he was still eligible to play.
He is
like
40.
35. Yeah. Anyway, we do know this. Today's game, today's NFL, we all know that. Of the four games this weekend, Lions hosting the Commanders features the largest spread. No surprise, Detroit favored by 9.5. Makes sense as the top seed. Washington, the 7th seed, operating with a much more inexperienced group. But Pete Prisco always puts out his predictions every week, and he's feeling pretty good about what Jaden Daniels and company will be able to do in this matchup. Now, while he is picking the Lions to win, it's a very narrow victory here. 34-31 says that he's counting on Daniels to really rely on his legs when pressured by Aaron Glenn's defense. Vinny, are you buying or selling? The Commanders will put up 30 on Detroit.
I'm going to sell it. I think that crowd's going to be extremely loud, and it's going to be a tough environment. And Detroit's rested, and Detroit can... Washington's defense not great. Detroit's offense is great, and their O-line is great.
And they get Montgomery back, too. Yeah. But 55.5, Nolan, total points, so somebody scored.
A little college basketball here. The crowd at Assembly Hall the other night was chanting, "Fire Mike Woodson," as Indiana suffered a blowout loss to Illinois. They had the blowout loss to Iowa a game prior, so things are not going well right now
and
for the
Louisville
Hoosiers.
Spanked that ass in one of them preseason tournaments too earlier this year.
So needless to say, the Hoosiers faithful growing a little restless here, calling for the coach's firing. He's already in his fourth year at the helm, and it's been trending down. His first year, they made the tournament. All right, that's fine. Next year, they actually won a game in the tournament, so all right, small steps, but missed it last year. So far this year, we mentioned the blowout losses. Buy or sell, Bob, a tourney appearance won't even save Woodson. They need a Sweet 16 trip to keep him around.
And without having the bracket in front of me, I believe one of those tournament appearances, they lost by a lot. They were drubbed. So he might have to Sweet 16 it up. I mean, that's a blue blood program, Indiana, and they haven't been to a championship game since they lost to Maryland back in 2002. Well, neither is Maryland. We're not here ragging on the Terps. But, yeah, he's got to do something and do it quickly because not only are they losing, like you just said, Nolan, they're getting destroyed. By the way, Maryland goes there January 26th. Keep it going.
Can we bump that up?
Road win somewhere.
All right, last topic here today. The Eagles and Rams, your Sunday afternoon matchup, a rematch of a Week 12 regular season meeting where Philly picked up a 37-20 win. In that game, Saquon Barkley was the main driving force behind the offensive outburst. A season-high 255 yards on 26 carries. That's nearly 10 yards a pop. Throw in two touchdowns as well. That's just dominance right there. Don't expect him to replicate that one-for-one here this time around, but you know they're going to feed him. Buy or sell, Vinny, Barkley will run the ball at least 30 times on Sunday. 30 carries.
I'm going to sell it because I think what the Rams are going to do is they're going to say, hey, Jalen Hurts, you got to beat us throwing. We're not going to let Barkley beat us. So I say no.
Oh, real quick, with Indiana, I just pulled up their schedule. They've lost five times, all five games by double digits. All five games, the opposing team scored over 85 points. 85 or more. Louisville, 89-61. Gonzaga, 89-73. Neutral site. Then they went to Nebraska, and the mayor got on them, 85-68. And you mentioned Iowa blow them out. And then the Illinois debacle. They were down 28 at halftime. Jeez. At home a couple of nights ago against the Fighting Illini.
Let's get the commissioner on the phone. Move that Maryland-Indiana game up to this weekend.
Well, how about we get the wizard on the phone? Walt Williams, he's coming up next. Preview tonight, Maryland-Northwestern. Look at the next couple of games for the Terps. Then we're going to talk about more Ravens and Bills. We're going to hear more from Buffalo side of things. NFL Lunch, Jeffrey Chedia. NFL Network, NFL.com. He's based in Kansas City. Remember the Chiefs? They actually play this week, too. They've got the Houston Texans coming out, one of the three rematches this weekend. We'll look at the schedule for the playoff divisional round, and then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Try to talk real and fantasy football with him. Maybe win you some daily fantasy money this weekend. I would think Rashad Bateman could be a nice, affordable play to maybe get some points there. Trying to get that win on the road against Northwestern, who has lost three in a row. Here to talk about that and more. He is on the Window Nation guest hotline. His number is hanging at the Xfinity Center, number 42, part of the Maryland Radio Network and friend of the show. He is, ladies and gentlemen, the wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, what's happening?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Walt. Appreciate your time as always. And before we get to Maryland tonight, looking ahead for a couple of games, the original wizard. And I saw this morning when I woke up. Gus Williams passed away, part of that Seattle team that played the Bullets back-to-back years in the finals, losing in 78, winning in 79. So Gus Williams, and you know, you and I are about the same age. I'm a little bit older than you. But he and Dennis Johnson, Wiz, they were the best backcourt in basketball for about 3 years. And you know, Gus Williams wound up playing with the Bullets, but he was a stud. For a little dude, he had major, major production.
Absolutely. You know, DJ used to lock up, so he was the defensive guy. He scored a little bit. But Gus, you know, he had that hesitation, that stop and go, and just used to blow by people, man. He was so quick out there, could create any shot he wanted. You know, he was just a terror to guard, so he could get anywhere on the court that he wanted. So that was just a testament to his skill set and how quick he was.
Yeah, Gus Williams, rest in peace, passed away at the age of 71. You know, four of the five starters, not to make it morbid, of that Seattle team no longer with us. The only survivors, Jack Sigma. Still walking around with that perm, I guess, somewhere. Walt Williams. But let's get back to the Terps. They won two in a row. They win it at Xfinity both games. UCLA beating them, and the Bruins are scuffling. They just lost to Rutgers. And then survive, if you want to call it that, Minnesota. You were up close and personal for both games. What were your takeaways from the Maryland team defensively after some shaky moments, especially against the Golden Gophers in the first half?
Well, yeah, you know, for me, I don't worry too much about the Terps on the defensive end. I think they've been pretty consistent. Of course, they're going to have times where they have some breakdowns, and that's to be expected. Let's keep in mind, you have seven new guys that's here on this team that are in the rotation. Somewhere about like six of those guys are in the rotation, so they're still learning each other. So you expect to have some lulls at times. But they're getting better and better. I think the competition level is growing. And so I think they're coming together defensively. I don't really worry about them too much defensively. The thing I say is just making sure they're consistent on finishing off defensive possessions and rebounding the ball consistently. And that's where you have Juju and Derek to be able to take care of that. But you also, you know, the guard play, they have big guards. So those guys got to be consistent rebounding as well. And then what they can do on the offensive end, those two big guys, they oftentimes, more times than not, one of them is going to draw double teams because of what they can do so close to the basket. And it's just about those wing guys being able to get into that floor vision to make that first pass out of the double team a quick, easy one. And then that's going to create easy opportunities, whether it's a jump shot or driving lanes on that weak side.
Now, Walt, we had Kevin Willard on a couple of days ago. We talked about Derek Queen, Julian Reese coming off, but, you know, the double doubles, which he's capable of doing. Through 17 games, are they coexisting the way that you expected they would? And is there still more as a duo they can do? Because tonight against Northwestern, major size advantage in favor of Maryland.
Yeah, I think they have been playing well together. I didn't know how it would work. Neither one of them are jump shooters, so neither one of them going to really create space for one another. But I think that Queen's ability to handle the ball, getting the rebound and pushing it up in transition, and just being able to operate from that top of the key mid-post elbow area, the way he can put it on the floor and see the floor and make decisions, I think they have been playing well. And when Juju, he gets that ball on a block, you know, he's been consistent being able to put dudes in the basket, whether it's hook shots, drop steps. And I think they definitely, both of them have more room to grow. I think that, you know, Juju has to be a little bit more consistent in catching passes. You know, he every now and again, he drops a few and they're easy ones. So if he can be a bit more consistent there, he's going to put more points on the board. And then for Derek, I just think that, you know, just him and his focus and just knowing when to have that sense of urgency. It seems like he is at a talent level that whenever he wants to turn it on, there's no one that can stop him. So it's just about understanding what moments early on in the game when he needs to be a bit more aggressive if the game is not coming to him.
The Wizard, Walt Williams, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Maryland legend. Walt Williams, part of the Maryland Basketball Network, got the game tonight for you, 9 o'clock. Terps at the Northwestern Ball Club. Martinelli killed Maryland last year. Barnheiser's a stat filler, even though he has struggled last couple of games. Big point guard, too, Walt, at 6'6". And if this game was at the Xfinity Center, you'd probably be liking Maryland with the energy and everything it brings to the equation. But trying to translate that success from home to the road, how do they make it happen and at least prevent, you know, a Northwestern from maybe getting to an early lead and then getting all domed up if you're the Terps going, oh, here we go again with this nonsense?
Well, I'll tell you what, Northwestern, they do a good job in taking care of the ball. They don't turn the ball over much, but they struggle to score, so they don't really take advantage of that. But at the same time, just like you mentioned, they have big guards. You know, Jalen Leach, the transfer from Fairfield, he's at 6'4 out there. And then Brooks Barnheiser, he's at 6'6. So the Terps won't have an advantage with their guard play in terms of their size. A lot of games they do have that advantage, but tonight they won't. And when you're talking about the Terps' interior, Matt Nicholson, he's a 7-footer. So he's going to guard one of those guys inside. And then that's where you have Martinelli. Martinelli, he should be whoever he guards, they should have a severe advantage there. So we got to take advantage of whoever Martinelli is guarding. And I think that when you can do that, you're going to be able to create easy opportunities. And those guys just got to be able to shoot the ball and continue to play defense. They have to make it tough on this Minnesota guard, on the guards to score. They get a lot of success from Barnheiser and Leach and Martinelli. Those three guys are the guys who get it done for them. So those are the wing guys who kind of put it on the floor. Martinelli, you know, he can work around the basket as well, but
I think we match up well with them. We can make them take tough shots all night. And then on the other end, I think that we're going to be able to have an advantage inside that's creating for our guard play. And if the guy, Gillespie, he's been shooting the ball well since back home, but you gotta have it travel on the road with him. I think him and Selton Miguel are key to get it going from the outside.
Hey, Walt. And Rodney. Well, Bob always talks about the history of this program. It's about championships. It's about being, you know, great and just not winning, you know, losing in the first round of the tournament. What are the Terps lacking in that area? What would make the Terps, you know, like a top five, top 10 team where the Terps usually are? Like watching Iowa State last night, they were so athletic and so fast. What do the Terps need to do to be a top 10 team?
Well, I think they got to be able to play on the road. Every game that they lost, they've had an opportunity to win. So if you're talking about the four games, if they win two of those, they are a top 20 team right now. And it's because they can get it done on the defensive end, but on the offensive end, they have multiple guys that can get it going from the outside. And when you have that combination, you have guys that play unselfish. You know, Queen is probably the best player on the team. When he gets the ball, he can see the floor. So when he gets double teamed, he makes the right play. When he grabs the rebound and push it up, he draws attention. He see the floor. He can make those plays and create easy opportunities. And so I don't look at the Terps the way they shoot. The overall percentage from the three-point line, it's when they make those shots. So they shoot as a team maybe like 36, 37%. That's not great, but it's when they start to make those shots. They can get into a rhythm and really get it going. And when you have a team that's dangerous in being able to do that, being able to have that combination of scoring inside and out with the way they play on the defensive end, that makes this team a dangerous team. So I think it's just about compartmentalizing and being able to bring that mentality and have that confidence on the road that they play with at home.
The Wizard, Walt Williams, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Terps tonight, 9 o'clock at Northwestern. Wiz, I'm not going to lie to you, a chance of me doing a shot after the game, pretty slim. It'll be more like warm milk. But Saturday, or Sunday rather, when they're playing at noon against Nebraska, all bets are off. So if I'm looking to make my Bloody Mary as delicious as it could possibly be, what am I doing here?
You're going to get you some Clutch Vodka. It's the smoothest tasting vodka in the market. Premium vodka, affordable pricing. It's gluten-free, no sugar, no carbs. It's organically filtered. We give a portion of our sales to One Maryland Collective, that NIL program at University of Maryland, because we thought it would be a great idea to have support of the community and have them be a part of directly impacting the caliber of student-athlete that University of Maryland recruits. And so just check us out at www.clutchspirits.com to find out locations near you that carry Clutch Vodka. Let's go.
Walt Williams, appreciate it as always. Wiz, we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, brother. Look forward to it.
There's Walt Williams, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset the program for you. NFL Lunch, Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com. Based in Kansas City. Yeah, that's right. The defending Super Bowl champs, two-time. They're back on the playoff field, looking to become the first team ever to win three in a row. They have Houston, rematch of their game back in December. We'll look at the playoff schedule coming up around 1:15. If you want to join us, you can. At 410-583-1057. Then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Let's try to win some money together with Mike. He's going to give you fantasy football advice and talk about real football. His Bears are looking for a new coach. Would he be cool with Mike McCarthy?
One day trades.
3 cents a share. That's $3.
You cheap.
And one plays scratch offs.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose.
If they still work here, you can bet they're in the bend. Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
They've been really running the ball well the past few weeks and, you know, getting knocked back up front and a plethora of running backs running hard along with Josh. And, you know, that's an aspect to the game that you didn't really have to worry too much about in the past with the Bills. You know, they've been throwing the ball around for the most part, but they really committed to the run. And
Kyle Hamilton, Ravens, second-team all-pro safety, Pro Bowl safety,
yep,
playing great football as of late, talking about the difference, Vinny, in the Bills offense week four up until now. Remember, first game, if you forgot, 35-10. Ravens, domination in that game. But Josh Allen, along with Lamar, MVP favorite. And he mentioned running game. James Cook's been a stud all season long. And we've decided, you mentioned the tight ends and the wide receivers. And I mean, they've got some guys. Is it the most explosive crew of offensive skill guys? No. But are there guys capable of beating you? I mean, I think their record says, yeah, we can get this done.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, Bob, is they're chain movers, you know. And then when they make a big play, it's because of the quarterback, probably scrambling. But like Kyle says, and you've said, Cook's a real deal. Cook has gotten better. Cook looks really good, and he's gonna get some yards on the Ravens, and I'm just hoping it's not many, but I like his burst, and I like his explosiveness. The thing that I do like, though, is I like the matchup that the Ravens have against their offensive line, because I think the Ravens' D-line, bigger, stronger, more powerful than them, and they don't knock people off the ball. So if that's the case, you know, they've got a chance, but he's going to hit a crease or two in there, and hopefully it's not a long one, and you know, Roquan's making a tackle or Kyle Hamilton's making a tackle for 6-7 yard gain.
Haloti Ngata was named to the College Football Hall of Fame.
Great.
Out of Oregon, Raven stud. And, you know, I'm not saying this because me and Haloti did a show together for 2 years, but there was about a 2-3 year period right around that time. I did not schlep rock him. Nolan McGraw, Lonzo Ball, man, I owe this guy an apology for the rest of his career. But anyway, we digress. Drink. There was a 2-3 year run where he might have been the best defensive tackle in football, along with Ndamukong Suh.
No doubt.
Was on that late, athletic as all get out. Always lamented the fact that he didn't get as many sacks as he would have liked to. But Haloti Ngata was a stud in Baltimore, was an all-pro in Baltimore. Will he be Kent-worthy? I don't know. He's certainly going to be in the Ring of Honor in Baltimore with the Ravens, but College Football Hall of Famer. Great, great player.
Yeah, Ngata was a stud. University of Utah.
Oregon.
Duck. But yeah, I mean, like you said, Bob, when he was, because he was an athletic dude that could run. You know, I mean, look what he did with RG3, chasing him down. But the biggest knock on, he got injured. You know, the injuries got him. I mean,
well, I believe it was one of the Golics questioned his work ethic coming out of Oregon.
And that's why he went 14th or wherever he went.
12th, I think it was. But he took offense to that. And Nolan, you were just a young Ravens fan dressing up like your favorite Raven. And Haloti Ngata, he was an absolute disruptor on the defensive side of the ball. Did he break Roethlisberger's nose, too?
Mm-hmm.
He brought the pain and loved every minute of it, too.
It's funny you mentioned that. When was this announced, by the way?
I just looked at on the Twitterverse.
Assuming today. I bring it up because I was texting Mike Harmon yesterday about him coming on the show today, and we were talking about Haloti Ngata. I mean, he was saying he wants a Haloti Ngata jersey or whatever, and I mentioned the Big Ben thing. I said that's his calling card for me. There's so many great moments, but like, you know, he'll drink for free in this city because of breaking Big Ben's nose, I feel like.
Yeah, and I remember him telling me, and I don't want to make it all about me, that when they lost the Lee Evans-Cundiff game, said, I'm not even watching the Super Bowl. That's how devastating that loss was to them because of that run 10 through 12, or actually started 8 with Flacco's rookie year. Oh, by the way, Joe Flacco, 40 today.
Hey.
Happy birthday, old number 5. But that, to me, was their best team, the 2011 team, and they fell short. We all know the circumstances behind it. Devastation and frustration, for sure. And he's like, I don't even care who wins Super Bowl. We should be there. And I believe to this day that if the Ravens would have won, they would have beat the Giants by double digits. And the Giants beat New England and won the Super Bowl. Eli Manning probably gets in the Hall of Fame for beating the Patriots twice in a Super Bowl.
Going back to Ngata coming out of the draft, wasn't he kind of Ray Lewis's handpicked guy? Because Ray wanted some beef up the middle.
He was on the ambulance because nobody was protecting him up the middle, yes.
Right. It worked out tenfold. My God. What a pick.
Now, Todd Monken, who'll meet with the media today, along with the rest of the coordinator, Zach Gore. Adam Schefter tweeting this out, social media, or Xing, whatever the bleep it's called now. Interviewing with Jacksonville today. When the hell's that happening? Has it happened?
Thursday practice. No, it wouldn't happen yet because they're too busy all day. I would think it'd be somewhere tonight at some point.
And he'll interview tomorrow for the Bears.
And I'm guessing that one will be after 2 o'clock probably tomorrow because they're pretty much done. You know, early afternoon, they're done and headed home.
They'll be on a plane to Buffalo here.
Saturday. Yeah.
So there you go. We'll talk to Mike Harmon about that Todd Monken possibility in Chicago. Ageism, could that be a factor here? Because Todd's what? My age, I believe?
Yeah, Todd's like 58, I think. But, you know, I mean, Pete Carroll's interviewed, Bob. He's 73. Mike McCarthy's 60 interviewing. So I think it's not all about nowadays. It's not all about the young guy because, all right, Harbs is there. Harbs been around. Harbs is 61. Andy Reid's 66. Buffalo's coach McDermott is.
I think he's
probably got to
be early 50s. I'm thinking.
All right. Yeah. So they're not 40-year-old guys. You know, even Quinn's 60. So it's a lot of veteran coaches that are in the playoffs. So I think they're...
Yeah, McDermott is 50.
Yeah, so I think they're looking at, you know, some guys that are... You know, after Ben Johnson and, like, Aaron Glenn, it seems like it's wide open after that.
What about guys like Haircut getting another chance? Cliff Kingsbury is what we're talking about.
Yeah. But and it's all because... Well, I think, Bob, the thing with Haircut is I think he'd be a much better head coach this second time than he was the first. I think he learned a lot. And then I think when he came to Washington, he's learned how to run the football.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, has some NFL lunch with us. Stay tuned for that. We'll look at the playoff schedule. If you want to get in, that's your time around 1:15 at 410-583-1057. Then Mike Harmon. Talk about Todd Monken to the Bears is the structure in place for Chicago to get out of the doldrums in that NFC North.